פרגרף י' ג' וכן בכל דור ודור חייב אדם לראות את עצמו כאילו הוא יוצא מצרים, כמבור בהגדה. And the Gemara tells us that in each and every generation, this is not just when they left Egypt, but in each and every single generation, a person is supposed to look at himself as if he left Egypt. כי זוהי סבכינו הוא בכל דור ובכל אדם ובכל זמן. Because this concept that we're describing here applies in every single generation to every single person at all times. She'ikar merirus hagolus l'chol echad l'fi b'chinasoi. The main bitterness and suffering of exile that each and every person goes through on his level. Ve'ikar b'chinas hagaula shemam she'chol echad al atzmoi eze b'chinas shel cheirus segulas hanefesh. And any type of redemption that a person is zoicha to draw upon himself, freedom or redemption of the soul, hakol bebchinas hanar, is all tied into what we learned about here. Kishe zoicha l'shaber taivas momoim, that it's only when a person is zoicha to break that wrong type of pursuit for money. Al yidei hiskarvus l'tzadiki emes, by coming close to true tzadikim, שעיקורוי הוא ליוי שמח בחלקוי, whereby the real definition of breaking tivus momoin is by a person being really happy and satisfied with what they have. שזהו על ידי שמרגיש עניוסוי בכל הבחינוס. And that could only be accomplished by the person realizing his poverty on all levels. בגוף ונפש ומומיים. Bodily, I came into this world naked, without anything, so nobody owes me anything. And the fact that I don't have certain things, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no injustice being perpetrated by Hashem or by the world. The fact that I don't have three cars, or I don't have that special $300 pen that I'd like to have, and all of those things. This applies bodily and in soul and in money. And by a person knowing that, by that recognition of who I am and how poor I am in good deeds and in worthiness, through that the person is zoicha to geula, to redemption, lebechinas ashiros, to wealth, ad sheyochoy liskois lashirush mamish gam begashmius, to the point where the person can actually receive wealth. Begashmius, materialistic wealth from Hashem, millions, billions of dollars. V'zehu ikar ha-ge'ula shleima al yidei Mashiach tzidkeinu she'anu mekaven u'metzapim mechakim eilav. And this is what the final redemption through Mashiach that we're all hoping for and yearning for and waiting for is all about. She'oz yuchzar kol ho'ashirus el ha-kedusha. Then all the wealth will be returned to the side of holiness, li Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Sheyu kulam tzadikim. And all the Jews will be religious, will believe in Hashem and will serve Hashem, Oz, at that time. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says, in describing that time, tachas hanechoshes ovi zohav. In place of your copper, Hashem says, I'll replace your copper with gold. Also referring to Hashem giving us precious stones, and all of your boundaries will contain these precious stones. The kind of wealth that the Torah attributes that the Jews are going to have when Mashiach comes is a wealth that we didn't even get when we left Egypt. V'loi nishma me'oilam ashirus kozeh. There was never, in the history of the world, there was never that kind of wealth that the Torah tells us we're going to have when Mashiach comes. V'Yisroel yizku lozeh daiko al yedei aniyusam shesavlu bagolus hamar hazeh. And what's going to allow us to achieve that great wealth then is the suffering and the poverty that we're going through while we're in golus. And even then, when Mashiach comes, and we're going to get out of Golus, and we're going to receive all of this great wealth, lo yishkechu aniyusam. We will not forget our poverty. Ki yiyu oz anovim be'emes. because then we will have true humility. Kamashikosov, as the pasuk says, V'chosuboy am'oni vadal. The poor and extremely poor nation will attach itself to Moshiach, will cling to him. V'gam Moshiach bi'atzmoy nikra oni. And we find that Moshiach himself is called a poor person. Kamashikosov, as the pasuk says, oni v'roichev alachamor. A poor man riding on a donkey. Ki ikar hu ashirus hu amiti begashmius veruchnius zoichin al yidei anius veshiflus bemes. Because the real wealth, real true wealth, on a physical level and on a spiritual level, a person can only attain through poverty. Again, the kind of poverty that Rav Nosson Zal defined in this halacha. And real humility, through real poverty and humility, meaning a person knowing that he's not big, he's not great, he doesn't deserve everything, that he's really poor in good deeds and poor in worthiness, and whatever he has is a gift from Hashem, and having real appreciation for it. Paragraph Yudalid, V'zeh shenismach b'ha'agodo, v'achreichein yetzu b'rechush godol, V'hi shamdol avoseinu velonu. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why in the Haggadah that we read on the night of Pesach, these two things are written right next to each other. We say that Hashem said that after all the suffering and everything, we're going to leave Egypt with great wealth. And then we say that this is what helped our forefathers and us. What? The suffering and everything that we went through. Ki ikar kiyum shalonu bagolus hamar hazeh. Because our whole ability to survive and exist through this bitter, bitter exile was only through the promise that Hashem promised Avram Avinu, that the nation that's going to put the Jews through all of this suffering, Hashem said, I will judge them. And in the end, the Jews will leave with great wealth. And our rabbis tell us that the word vegam and also lerabbis shibud malchios means not just the exile of Egypt, but all the exiles that the Jews are enduring for thousands of years. The golos, where we find ourselves as visitors in other countries. Sheikr hashibud alidei shenotlu vegozlu hashefa shel hashiru shelohem, whereby the real suffering and the real servitude is all about the fact that these other nations took away all of our wealth and all of our sustenance. Vaidezeh hem moishlam aleinu, and through this is what gives them the ability to rule over us, to control us, that we're subservient to them. Avla Hashem Yisborach, we know, we mentioned before that in the Vatican is found, it's brought the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, the gold and silver, the menorah, which represent the wealth of the Jewish people, they took it. Vayideze, Avla Hashem Yisborach, kvar hikdim v'hivdichonu alidei avoseinu. However, Hashem has already preempted all of this, and he already promised our forefathers that v'achreichein yetzu b'rechush gadol, that in the end, we're going to leave with great wealth. U'me'oiso ha'haftocho nimshach lanu gam ato k'tsas ha'shefa sh'yesh lanu. And it's from that great wealth that we're going to get to the that we're going to get in the future, that little tiny tricklings of that we receive now, which is what gives us our sustenance now. So that we should be able to survive and exist now, while we're in exile, this bitter exile, until we get to the finish line, until we get to the redemption. Because the promise from Hashem was as follows: that the Jewish people during the exile were going to be like converts, like guests, like outsiders. They're not gonna treat us like family. These other nations are not gonna treat us like family. Keilu kol ha'ashefa v'ashirus shalahem, as if all the wealth and everything is theirs. And they're doing us a big favor if they allow the Jews to work. If they give a Jew a working permit, if they allow a Jew to have a job, it's a gift. We know that in Germany and other places, this is what they did. They took away the right from a Jew to earn a livelihood. Aval hakol letoivo. However, all of this is for our benefit. Kedei shenakir aniyuseinu v'shifluseinu. So this, we should realize how poor we are and how low we are, how far away from Hashem we are, v'noshuv elav, and we should return to Hashem. V'ideze ma'at hashefa shelonu, v'ideze. And through that realization, if a Jew in exile realizes he's not a big shot, he's not saying that we're on top, he's not trying to show like he's the boss right now. We know that we're in Golus because, unfortunately, we deserve this. And we're going through a cleansing process. We have to cleanse ourselves, we have to do tshuva, we have to purify ourselves. Through that, ma'at hashefa shelonu, the little bit of money that we have when we're in Golos is much, much more, comes, has more blessing to it and shines more and is more radiant and beautiful than all of their wealth. And this is what enables some tzaddikim and some religious people, even while we're in Golos, to experience great wealth, mamish, to become millionaires, billionaires. Vaydeze yesh lanu kiyum bagolus. And this is what gives us the ability to survive and exist during this golus, not lamoid keneged ho'akum, to stand up against all of the opposite, all of our enemies, all the idol worshippers, who keneged kol ha'chol kemalo emes, and against all of those who oppose the truth. Because it's not, there isn't just one that rises up against us to want to destroy us. But rather, in every single generation, they rise up against us to want to destroy us. And Hashem saves us from their hands. Al yedei havtocha zekeinenu hagdoshim, through the promise that was given to our holy forefathers, shemekaimim oisonu gam bagolus hazeh, which is what gives us the ability to survive in today's exile, umamshichim lanu hashefa digdusha, and they bring upon us the sustenance of Hashem in holiness, bederech nifla v'noira, through incredible ways, how Jews are able to survive and earn a living and build homes and yeshivas and everything, even within this exile. Ad shenizke l'geula shlema b'mheira b'yameinu amein. Until we will be zeicha to the complete redemption, the final redemption, the permanent redemption, which we hope will happen speedily soon in our days. This shir is being given in Tovshin Ayin Dalid, the 42nd day of the Omer, and just today's news, the thing that's across all the headlines in all the media, is that throughout Europe, they had elections recently throughout Europe, and in France, and in Germany, and all these countries, the extreme rightists are rising in power. Those who have displayed open anti-Semitism, where their agenda is clearly anti-Jews and, you know, all of this stuff, they're rising in incredible levels. And their own governments, the current French government is appalled. They can't believe what's going on, that these people are growing. This cancer is growing once again. We thought it was finished 70 years ago, 80 years ago, with the Nazis in Germany. These neo-Nazi parties again are rising in numbers and power and stature throughout Europe. Just like the Torah says, Bechol dor vador oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, that throughout every single generation, these enemies rise up to want to destroy us. We can only rely on Hashem, that Hashem will protect us and save us from their hands.